staff at this Florida aid agency sort through food, clothes, and other items donated by members of the public. Harvest Time International sends thousands of kilos of aid to countries around the world. These bins are for contributions for the people of Haiti. The organization's Lena Smolensky says many Americans want to help in the wake of the disaster.
We got so many calls today, it's unbelievable. It's really great to see that so many people care in the community and they really want to help.
These bottles of water and boxes of other goods are destined for Haiti, as soon as relief agencies can arrange for them to be transported to the country. Officials here also expect Haitians to need clothes and medical supplies. Florida businessman Michelle Dorcion heads Orlando's Haitian-American Chamber of Commerce. He is one of nearly 200,000 Haitians in Florida. Dorcion says Haitians around the world feel they need to contribute resources to help those back in their homeland.
There's more than 4 to 5 million people throughout the world in the diaspora. And that is a very strong number. And if this diaspora, it is the time for them to get together and pick up the plate and help out.
We need more people down here.
Recovery from this earthquake will be a long and slow road. Helping coordinate the response of Haitians in Florida, the closest U.S. state to Haiti, is Laurent Prosper, the chief of mission at Haiti's consulate in Orlando.
This is a time that we need all the help from the friends of Haiti to come together, the communities to come together and assist us, because this is going to take a very long time.
Communications between Florida and Haiti have been nearly impossible since the earthquake struck. Carol Grosshans is the principal of the First Academy, a Christian school in Orlando. Her 15-year-old daughter is trapped in Haiti with a small group of missionaries from the school.
We've not heard directly from her, so as a mama, your heart kind of goes, I'd like to hear her voice. But again, we've heard from others that are there that she is safe.
We're taking donations for Haiti.
For the time being, staff at aid agencies such as Harvest Time International continue to take calls from Americans offering cash and supplies for Haiti. Steve Mort for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.